Starting next year, Seattle businesses will begin the process of raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour, the highest minimum wage in the country. Many low-wage workers are going to see a big increase in their paychecks, but really a wage hike doesn't mean a thing if you don't get a paycheck at all. That's something called wage theft, and it's the subject of Investigate West's latest report. Jason Alcorn is Associate Director of Investigate West. He says with Seattle's impending minimum wage increase, his organization wanted to find out what policies the state has in place to make sure employers actually pay their workers what they've earned.
This historic minimum wage is coming in Seattle, and so we wanted to look at what's happening so far. You know, how good is the state and how good is Seattle at actually enforcing the laws that are on the books? And so that's the question that we asked, and that's what prompted this story.
So how well are the laws being enforced?
Well, it's a struggle. In the last 8 years, both the state and the city have passed new laws to enforce wage theft. At the state level, it was a 2006 piece of legislation, and in 2011, Seattle passed a city ordinance to do it. And, you know, it turns out that there's a lot of wage theft complaints, and, you know, both the city and the state are having trouble making sure that workers get paid what they're supposed to get paid and making sure employers pay up when they don't.
When you say a lot of cases of this, how many are we talking about?
So since 2009, there have been about 20,000 complaints filed at the state level with the Department of Labor and Industries, and about half of those have actually been justified by the state. So there are more than 10,000 complaints since 2009 where the state has said an employer needs to pay unpaid wages back to an employee.
That's a lot of cases of wage theft. I'm speaking with Jason Alcorn of Investigate West about his series on wage theft. And that's a term that probably a lot of our listeners have heard, but maybe it's glossed over their minds. So can you explain some of the most common forms of wage theft?
Sure. So if you look at the complaints that workers have made to the state, the most common complaint is just unpaid hours. You know, an employer has made an employee work through a lunch break, made them come in early, made them stay late, and haven't paid them for that time. So that's the most common thing that we see. But minimum wage violations are also quite common. You know, a worker is working more than 40 hours a week and isn't getting paid what the state says the minimum wage is supposed to be. And then there's other kinds of pay violations. There's things like not paying overtime. There's things like bad checks. Sometimes an employer will send a paycheck home with an employee, and then they go to deposit it, and it just bounces.
Wow. Are there particular industries, Jason, where wage theft is more common than others?
The most common industry that we see is the service industry, followed by construction, but you also see it in garment manufacturing a lot. You see it in agriculture. Sometimes you see it in healthcare services. Home healthcare, for example, is a industry where you see a lot of these kinds of pay violations.
What kinds of impacts do the various kinds of wage theft that you've just talked about have on individual workers?
Well, the scope of it is big. You know, we're talking $20 million in unpaid wages going back to 2009, according to the state. So, and you figure that's a percentage of how much the actual unpaid wages are, because not everyone is making those complaints. But, even if it's, $600, $800, or $1,000, sometimes that's a month's rent. And one of the women that we talked to for this story who didn't get paid for work that she'd done lost her apartment because she couldn't make rent that month.
Because a lot of these workers are living paycheck to paycheck.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Investigate West's Jason Alcorn. Jason, your report shows that Washington and the city of Seattle have a lot to think about with enforcing minimum wage as we move to the $15 an hour wage. So how is the city of Seattle planning to ramp up enforcement?
So one of the things that we learned and that we discovered doing this story is that there have been no prosecutions under the city ordinance that passed in 2011. In fact, up until about a year ago, the Seattle Police Department didn't even know how many complaints were being made by workers alleging wage theft. So, that's a piece of it. We know since last summer there have been 11 complaints to Seattle Police Department by workers alleging wage theft, but no prosecutions have come of that.
So we have a law on the books against wage theft, and it's not being enforced? Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct, but it's also, it's really hard to enforce, too, which is something that, Councilmember Nick Licata and the advisory committee that's advising the mayor and the city council are trying to fix right now, because, the laws aren't working, and I think a lot of people acknowledge that who are in charge of making policy.
So are they thinking of an ordinance with more teeth in it, or rewriting it totally so that they track better these cases?
I think that's what we'll see in the next couple of months. What Councilmember Licata has suggested, or what he told us when we talked to him, was that he's going to propose a labor standards advisory board in the next budget that would coordinate enforcement centrally for wage theft, for minimum wage violations, for paid sick time. And so all of those things have a central location where people are paying attention, looking at the best ways to actually enforce them and get people paid what we want them and what we tell them we want them to get paid.
Do you think it's going to work, this plan?
I'll be optimistic and say, I think people are paying attention to it. This is one of those cases where, I wonder if the campaign to get something passed, it's getting elected is the easy part and then governing is the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
We passed this minimum wage and, it's going to be the highest in the nation and we have the schedule for that. So, I would like to think that, our policymakers and our elected officials and the folks at the agencies who are in charge of this are, going to get everything working in time for that so that it really has the effect that we all want it to.
Jason Alcorn, Associate Director of Investigate West, thank you very much for talking to me.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.